There's a truly gorgeous exhibition that is on at the Mitchell Gallery. This is at St. John's College in Annapolis. It's called Painted Pages. These are illuminated manuscripts from the 13th through the 18th centuries. And my guest today is the art educator at the Mitchell Gallery, Lucinda Edinburgh. It's lovely to welcome you. Thanks for coming up.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So this range from the 13th to the 18th century, how does the visual change over that span of centuries?
Probably the biggest change is in the typeface that's used, you know, by the scribe, because they're always seeking to look for a script that's more legible, quicker to translate for the reader, and also quicker just to do, you know, mechanically. And this exhibition starts, you know, with the middle of the 13th century. So, you know, by late 1400s, Gutenberg had already developed type. But it's interesting, you know, that these manuscripts, you know, continued on, and particularly, you know, with Books of Hours in the 16th century, I mean, the French had it hands down for these glorious illuminated pocket prayer books, you know, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And they're just absolute gems.
You mentioned Book of Hours, and I think that those often crop up in an exhibition like this. But what are the cross-section of manuscripts that you have here?
Oh, it's actually pretty wide. This collection is on loan to us from the Reading Public Museum in Reading, Pennsylvania. And so they've divided it kind of into groups. And so there's four or five Psalters, there's two Books of Hours, there are a couple of missals, a number of Bible pages. And then what's been particularly interesting for our students are seven or eight antiphonal and choir book pages. Even though we're a great book school and, you know, first sources, freshmen and sophomores study music, and Palestrina is one of the pieces they sing, The Secret Cherubis. And so Eric Stoltzfus, our music librarian, has been working with our sophomores, and they came in and actually sang some of the music. And it's in the traditional, you know, four line with the moving signatures for key. And we've got some interesting pages from the Shahnameh, so the Persian. So that style is very different. And we're also very fortunate to have two pages from the Kabbalah and a wonderful Hebrew scroll of the Book of Esther. And so it's a good representation.
So when we see artifacts like these, they seem sort of otherworldly, but of course they were created at some stage. So paint a picture for us of somebody actually making one of these pages or books.
Gosh, you know, it makes me want to genuflect. Well, you know, so you've got kind of a workshop kind of affair, because you've got someone who's taking care of creating the page itself. And you would have a goldsmith that would do the gold leaf oftentimes. And then pigments are ground, you know, from oxidized metals, you know, from copper to get turquoise, cochineal bugs for red. You know, you could have someone who does just the illumination, which is the gold, and then the scribe who does the writing. So, you know, some of these could take, you know, anywhere from a month to several years.
This sounds like such a beautiful exhibition. It's called Painted Pages, Illuminated Manuscripts from the 13th to the 18th Centuries. This will be on at the Mitchell Gallery at St. John's College in Annapolis through February the 24th. You can go on their website at sjc.edu/Mitchell-Gallery. It's been such a pleasure to speak to art educator Lucinda Edinburgh. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.